All right, so we are diving into the scent of a hungry lion.
Okay.
And, I gotta say, this love potion thing, right off the bat,
Yeah.
that's got me intrigued.
It's a good hook.
A good hook. There's a lot here, and especially with this whole like traveling to Korea thing, I feel like there's something deeper going
This
on.
is not just like a romance we're dealing with here.
Right.
It seems like it's really going to get into like how we see the world, how our minds work,
Exactly.
especially when we're looking for, something to
Or someone.
complete us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, speaking of that, we're talking about Kellam Wilkins,
Right.
our main guy.
Yeah.
He's an artist, he's a rebel.
Visual artist, yeah.
And he's heading to Korea. Is there something, and this might be me, but is there something about artists traveling that just kind of like points to something more than just companionship, Like they're looking for inspiration.
This is like a classic theme, right? I mean,
Oh.
you think about Hemingway in Paris, Georgia O'Keeffe going to New Mexico. It's almost like you need to remove yourself from what you're familiar with to actually like get to the heart of
Boom.
what you're trying
We'll find something
to
new.
find something new.
And
Exactly.
Korea, I mean,
Yeah. Talk about a change.
different world, right?
Totally. Totally. And thinking about Kalam, like he's going to this totally different culture, and that's where he meets Hala, who
Yeah.
you described in your notes as like a potential fallen goddess.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. Is it literal? Or is this just like Callum's perception of her?
Right.
Because we were talking about, she's got some internal stuff going on.
And that's what's so fascinating, right? Because are we talking about someone who's very intentionally crafting this persona,
Right.
or are we talking about someone who is like dealing with something maybe they're not even aware of,
Yeah.
and that's affecting how she is in the world?
And how does Callum's vulnerability, because he's looking for a partner, he's looking for inspiration.
He's looking for a muse.
How does that play into like maybe him being misled?
Totally, totally.
Or even like self-deception?
Or is he like setting himself up to be misled
Yeah.
because he wants to believe in something?
Oh, that's good. Okay, so we
Right.
got to talk about this love potion
We have to.
because you put a big old question mark next to that.
Yeah.
Is it magic?
Right.
Is it is it metaphorical? Or is it just something else completely
Yeah.
what's going on?
Well, and I love that you picked up on that because it's that detail, I think, that pushes it out of the realm of just like a straightforward romance, right?
Totally.
Think about like even the title of this book, right? Scent. That evokes something very primal,
Yeah.
right? Like very instinctive. It's like moths to a flame. It's something that we're drawn to. We don't even have to think about it. So is the potion representative of that kind of pull, that kind of irresistible attraction? But then on the other hand, is it also maybe speaking to the danger of that kind of attraction, right? Of losing yourself in something that maybe isn't real.
Especially if she's manipulating it. And that's, I mean,
Right.
we're talking about loneliness here. We're talking about deception, delusion, maybe. I mean,
Big, big
yeah,
themes.
these are big themes. Why do you think that those like really resonate with people? Why do we care about that?
Because I think at some point we've all been there, right?
Right.
Like we all crave connection. We all like have that fear of like, are we being lied
Oh,
to?
yeah.
Are we being misled? Are we like, questioning our judgment, especially when it comes to matters of the heart? I
Yeah.
think this book really like taps into those like very primal human anxieties.
So it's like this story is reflecting like internal things that we all
Yeah,
go through.
I think so.
Trying to find love, trying to figure out who to trust, and then ultimately, like, understanding yourself better.
Totally. And what's so interesting too is how Callum's physical journey, right,
Yeah.
going to this other country mirrors that internal journey that he's
Yeah.
going on with Helen.
Okay, so we've got romance,
Yeah.
we've got this sort of mystery,
Yeah.
self-discovery, and it's all happening in Korea.
On the other side of the world, basically.
What do you think, like at the end of it all, what does he learn about himself through all this?
Well, and that's the big question, right?
Okay.
Is it that he finds what he's looking for, or is that he realizes, like, sometimes the most important journey is the one you take within yourself? And it makes you think, right? Like, where's that line between passion and delusion? And how our desires can sometimes lead us to a really great place, but sometimes can they lead us totally astray?
Ooh, I like that.
Lots to think about.
Lots to think about.